Sooner or later, we all have to die. Most of us would prefer not to think about it. And that perhaps is a shame. Because, as Irish poet Denis O'Driscoll points out, it's our knowledge of death that makes us human. Here's O'Driscoll with a poem called Someone.
Someone is dressing up for death today, a change of skirt or tie, shaving his face to marble for the icy laying out, spraying with deodorant her coarse armpit grass. Someone is paring his nails for the last time, a precious moment. Someone's waist will not be marked with elastic in the future. Someone is putting out milk bottles for a day that will not come. Someone's fresh breath is about to be taken clean away. Someone is writing a check that will be rejected as drawer deceased. Someone is making rash promises to friends. Someone's coffin is being sanded, laminated, shined. Who feels this morning quite as well as ever? Someone today is seeing the world for the last time, as innocently as he had seen it first.
It's really such a lovely poem. Can you tell me where it came from?
The poem probably has its roots in my own dread always of bad news coming, because my father died very suddenly in his 50s, and I remember getting a phone call at work, and I think that simply exacerbated an already existing dread of this kind of strange state whereby, you know, we all must go on living as buoyantly and positively as we can, but at the same time, at the backs of our minds, is always that possible fear or dread of something awful that we're going to be made aware of. In fact, this poem was broadcast after 9/11 on a national radio program in Ireland. And even though the poem had been written 20 years earlier, obviously some listeners in Ireland thought that the poem had been written for 9/11 because it fitted the circumstances so exactly.
I suppose the other thing that comes out of what you've just said is that every poem about death celebrates the fact that we're still here to read the poem. And even though there is sadness involved in that always, there is that little blip of elation that says, I'm not there yet. That wasn't me.
Well, that is absolutely true, Jim. And I think that is part of what I was suggesting earlier, that in presenting the full range of emotions that accompany something as awful as a death, there is the inconsolable and there is the miserable, but there is also that inevitable buoyancy that comes to us just through the vitality of living, of going on. There is a vulnerability, I think, that always accompanies a time of death. One feels extraordinarily mortal when somebody close to you dies. One feels vulnerable as if one had never believed in death until it came that close to yourself.
I should tell you, my mother died a month ago at the age of almost 88.
And that's a raw wound, yeah.
But what you say makes sense to me. And I should give you the chance to say something about what you've written about the other end of it. There's a poem of yours called Life that I think is as important a statement about death as any of the poems that are more obviously about it.
Yeah, well, just to say something very briefly about what you just mentioned of your own circumstances, Jim, I think there is undoubtedly a particular insight that reaches the person when that wound is still raw. For me, it was that sense of mortality. And also a sense of how indifferent the world is when a death occurs, because you actually see everybody carrying on as normal, whereas you don't feel that way at all. You feel something has changed, something has stopped. And it's probably a reflection of the society that we live in again, that it's not able really to encompass a ritual that is appropriate to death. But the one assurance you can give to people is that somehow the strength to meet the dark challenges of death is there, that strength it is always summoned, it is always found, and it does seem to be part of the armory of life itself. And this particular poem, called Life, is really ironic. It's mildly humorous, I suppose, in a black sort of way. And it's just about the absolute determination that we have to live. Life gives us something to live for. We will do whatever it takes to make it last. Kill in just wars for its survival. Wolf fast food during halftime breaks. Wash down chemical cocktails as prescribed. Soak up hospital radiation. Prey on kidneys at roadside pileups. Take heart from anything that might conceivably grant it a new lease. We would give a right hand to prolong it. Cannot imagine living without it.
Denis O'Driscoll is an Irish poet. He has 8 books of poetry to his name. The most recent is called New and Selected Poems.